real question is this: how could a fitness and a nutrition entrepreneur survive in this economy? Well, this is the question, but on this podcast, you will find the answer. I'm your host, Joe Olivier, and welcome to Joe Olivier Unplug.
Welcome, Danny, to the podcast. This is episode number 5, and today we're going to share a lot on, I should say, how personal trainers and fitness entrepreneurs should deal with the lockdown, the crisis that is hitting the earth, the entire globe right now. So welcome, Danny Watkins, brother from another mother from the next side of the world. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on, Joel. I really appreciate the opportunity to have a chat and hopefully share a few little tidbits of information that will help other trainers that are obviously going through very similar or the same sort of things we all are in these lockdown scenarios.
Yeah, man. So could you give me like a quick background or some like information about you so people could get to know who you are much more?
Yeah, sure. So my background originally was in the Merchant Navy or the Merchant Marine, as I think you guys call it over in the States there. So commercial shipping. I was a deck officer there I started it when I was a teenager, got away just before my 19th birthday on my first ship, and spent 8 years doing that. And I got to the point after a little while where being away from home all the time wasn't really sitting too well with me anymore. And I always had an interest in health and fitness. So I did my certifications to become a trainer, but didn't immediately take the leap. I continued on in my role in the Merchant Navy for a few more years after that. And it wasn't until I was back at university finishing off my degree, and I got a phone call that I will never forget. A friend of the family called me to tell me that my brother had died, and he had committed suicide, unfortunately. And I got, obviously that really rocked my family, and it took me a while to sort of come to terms with. And it wasn't till the end of my university degree later on the next year that I really had some time to think about what I was going to do. I rang my employer at the time. They said there was no work for me to come back to. So I kind of started to panic, and I wondered, well, what am I going to do? And it kind of hit me in the face like a shovel. After a little while, like, hey man, you've got your certifications here. Your brother's got to be one of many people that has struggled with their mental health. To give you a little background on my brother, he did not look after himself. He was, physically and mentally, he was not in good shape, and unfortunately, that got the better of him in the end. And the revelation that I had was that I wanted to help as many people as I could in his situation. So I decided to take the leap into the personal training industry and open my own studio. And that was just over 3 years ago now. My mission is to really just show the world how important exercise and nutrition are for optimal health, not just physically, but mentally as well, because I think it is the biggest piece of the puzzle, but it is in most cases the most underused. So that's my mission, to be a part of that movement, to show the world that that should be our first stop when it comes to physical and mental health.
The thing is about mental health is something we overlooked, as you said. As a personal trainer myself, and I was only in it for the I was in it first for the love, and that's what most of us get into fitness or nutrition, is because we love it. But then after I started to get into it for the money, and I realized it was affecting both my body and my mind. And if I didn't take charge and control that issue, I would have been, you know, I would have just spiraled down and even maybe even died. That's the thing, because we don't really take care of our health, our mind, especially as fitness professionals too. That's the thing. We work.
Yes.
And not realizing we need to strengthen both our body and our mind, not just because our body is strong, our mind is strong. So I like that when you talk about the mental health. I think we all need to deal with it because we all deal with stress differently, you know, and from time to time, we all go through that same kind of issue, which is a little sense of depression or might even get anxiety because of obstacles in our life and, you know, and I should say even experiences we might encounter in our life, we just might even self-doubt ourselves. And yes, we need to have a strong mind. So I like how you talk about that, because I think it's something we should address more as professionals, the mental, because even the success starts in the mental, you know?
I think
if we get that straight, we'll do fine. We'll do very fine, you know? So.
Yeah, 100%. And I understand exactly what you mean, because especially running your own business, that is very stressful in and of itself. And if you start to let your, you know, exercise and nutrition slip, even as a trainer, well, the rest of it soon starts to overwhelm you, I think. And it's just really important to maintain it, especially to keep your head on straight when you're trying to run your own show.
Man, you talk about nutrition and I feel like I'm going on a different track. When I talk about nutrition, I think we as fitness professionals and all, we have poor nutrition, you know. Just look around. Most personal trainers who are doing well, they're working so much, and in return they drink their meals. You know, they have a a pre and a post workout, a sugary, colorful drink.
Yeah. Yes.
That you can't pronounce the ingredients well. And I'm a victim that myself. But when I started to really dive into more nutrition and I started to get more certification and then read much more and go on workshops, my whole nutrition changed. So now I'm 100% plant-based nutrition kind of guy now, and fitness.
Okay.
You know, although I wouldn't recommend everybody to go extreme like me, but for me, when I did it, I find my energy spike, everything spiked, which was really crazy. Now I have more energy to play with my daughter, which is just, she's just 6 years old and she loves to play. And I see my energy is like out the roof because I changed my diet totally. So man, nutrition, nutrition is something we overlook as well. So onto this podcast, I would like, because I know you have your own business going on and online and stuff. And especially now within this, I don't like to say academic, but yes, it's the global meltdown, especially in the fitness market. What type of strategies are you implementing now in your business, or what would you like to share that hopefully other fitness professionals who's listening could actually learn something from it and hopefully apply it within the upcoming days and weeks? Is there anything you'd like to share? I'm open ears.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess what I wanted to share today was just some simple strategies that they might seem obvious to begin with, but for me, just I think my overall approach is keep things as simple as possible. And I know by keeping it nice and clean over these last, well, we've been in lockdown here in Australia about 3 weeks now, since the federal government announced it, the states have been they've been putting in higher restrictions a little bit before that. But overall, over the last 3 to 4 weeks, there's really been three simple things that I have implemented, and it seems to have worked pretty well. So the first one was just show some leadership. We're in some uncharted territory here. This is nothing that any of us have ever faced before. So while it's uncertain what we're facing. I think there's not a lot of point. There's not a lot of good that will be done by losing the plot and panicking and, you know, starting to worry, because not only will that worry affect me, that will flow down the line to my clients and the people around me. I'm taking some comfort from the fact knowing that we're all facing this together in a way, but at the same time, everybody, like you just mentioned before, will deal with stress in a different way. So I feel like the most important thing for me at the beginning was when they announced that the gyms were closing and that we were pretty much having to stay home, was be that beacon of light, be that point of reference that people can turn to when they're feeling very uncertain and stressed themselves, and know that they've got someone that can help steady the ship and steer them through it. It may not, you know, at the end of the day, we may not do that, you know, as smoothly as we would like, but I just feel like I needed to show my clients that everything was going to be okay. We're going to find an alternative plan with as little to no equipment as they've got, but we were going to find another way to do this in an online platform and completely revamp everything that we were doing. So the way I just did that was just, which leads to my second point, was just clear communication. Just get in touch with everyone straight away and not just leave it at that one touch point. Make sure that I speak to them multiple times. So for the first, you know, week or 2 weeks, I was talking to my clients multiple times a week, even sometimes a couple of times a day. Whereas, you know, we were doing our weekly check-ins before that. It was multiple times a week at least, just to say, hey, how are you going? How are you going chasing down the equipment that I suggested you buy? How are you going in general with your training at the moment? This is what I've got planned. This is what we're going to do with you. So let's book in a time to go through your training schedule individually. And this is what we're going to do for the group fitness classes, etc. So some of them have said it, and maybe not in so many words, but they've really appreciated the fact that I got on the front foot and made a point to keep those lines of communication open as well.
You know, you said some stuff which I like a lot. When you talk about leadership, as personal trainers and gym owners and stuff, many of us don't realize in the life of our clients, we are a leader. We are the mentors. Mm. We are the life coach. We are the nutrition coach. We fit so much hats, wear so much hats, and not realizing it, you know. But now, more than ever, I don't know if they're waking up and realizing these people need us. They are looking for us, and it's time for us to really rise and stand tall and not really get into a stupor and believing, you know, the world is coming to an end, but look at this as an opportunity to shine, really, you know. As you said, be that leader that they always look up to you for is really, really, really nice. And I hope who's listening could actually get something out of that and start being a leader. You know, maybe formulate a Facebook community or group, you know, bring them in and nurture them and be that person that they always know you as, and even more, I think, you know. That's what I get in from what you just said there, and I like it a lot. And the next thing is simplicity. That I love that, because many of us are perfectionists, and that's
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And the perfection bug affects us and affects our growth. And in return, it makes us procrastinate, because we're not getting it perfect the way we want. So we procrastinate and time just fly by. And I think just keeping it simple and not looking into too much complication, you will get a lot more done and you'll get back on your feet faster. Just keeping things simple. You know, people want to be trained. You find the avenue, you find the technology to train them. Don't think about too much complication about, okay, I don't have a website, I don't have a merchant's account to process the credit card. You don't need to think about all those stuff because they're already provided for you and it's so easy to find. So PayPal, you could just create a PayPal account and you could have a say a social media group, nurturing them, doing live workouts in the group. Because it's a private group, right? For example. And you send them a PayPal account to pay every month. And the people who don't pay, you could just lock them out of the group. So you don't have to really have a website or be too complex, but keep it simple. So I like that simplicity. The next question, on that same vein, what you talk about, do you think the way we was doing business prior to this academic, do you think that same method we should apply to the online platform, or do you think we should change it up a little to suit the needs and the times? I don't know.
Well, I think the world as we know it has changed, and you know, in a lot of ways won't be the same again. So yes, I think things will definitely change. I know for me the delivery format has changed, although I was fairly well established online already. A lot of my training insofar as the programming and that sort of thing was automated in many ways, but now I'm doing the live sessions, the group fitness sessions, the one-on-one sessions via Zoom predominantly. So I think that comes with its pros and cons. It definitely will change the way you sort of do certain things to, you know, check your client's accountability, to check their techniques, to check their routines. So it will, I think like many industries now, they're having this, shall we say, digital revolution, this digital revelation insofar as this technology has been there for quite some time now, but in a lot of ways was not embraced as wholly as it could have been. Always been open to it. Well, have been open to it for quite some time, but I think there's a lot of trainers, you know, like some of my colleagues at the gym I work at are sort of saying to me, oh, well, do you think you can still train people effectively online? And I'm like, hell yes, but there's things you do differently. You know, for example, in my private clients only Facebook group, if somebody has a new technique, a new exercise, a new program, I ask them to video themselves and then upload it into the private group. That way I can check their techniques in the private group. No one other than other clients can see it. They get the feedback on their technique, as well as the other clients who see that, who may be having similar problems themselves, can get that correction as well and hopefully make those adjustments too. That's just one example of how, you know, the delivery has changed or may change for other people.
Yeah, man, I think communication is the key. And I think we as trainers, we are touchy. So we like to touch people to show them the form, you know, like, okay, bend your knees, arch your back, and you want to touch them so they could feel the muscle engaging and all this stuff. But now more than ever, absolutely, we have to express our knowledge to communication, just verbal, not too much touching anymore. And I think it'll challenge us to become better. You know, it'll challenge us to not say reinvent, but be creative the way we express ourselves to maybe to deliver the information so they could understand it better and apply it exactly how you say it. So I think it could be a challenge, but not really a challenge. I see it more as an opportunity to become better, somebody much better, you know?
I just think it improves your communication skills, which again goes back to what I was saying about leadership. A good leader knows how to communicate. Yeah. And, it's just another way to upskill. And it's sort of the other part is, you know, that people – have found themselves in a situation where they've got limited to no exercise equipment outside of the gyms they've been training at. So it then forces you as a trainer to become more creative. So some of my programs, although they're not the ideal or optimal program that I would like people to be on, they are certainly far superior to doing nothing at all, and they will keep people going until the point that they can maybe get themselves a suspension trainer or some dumbbells or a few kettlebells once the suppliers catch back up again.
well, in the US here, and especially like in New York City where I'm from, where I live, and if let's say a month ago, maybe a little more longer than a month, you go to any one of the places that sell gym equipment, was all sold out before they closed the gyms because people kind of perceive or kind of see where it was going. So in return, they said, you know what, let me buy them up. So when it actually hit and New York City became on a lockdown, and then the rest of the country started to go on lockdown, you check on Amazon, you couldn't find it. It was back order for 3 months. And then you go on like the big companies like Spry and Rogue, those big companies that supply the CrossFit and all those other big gyms. When you look on their website, they are all sold out as well. So what I said to myself, I said, okay, because I'm not just a personal trainer and a person who owns a fitness business, I'm also a person who love marketing and love sales. And so I said, with my marketing background and my digital marketing background, let me look and see, do a little deep dive into the market and see what's going on, what the people is doing. And what I observe is people I'm talking within the US and Canada, people was actually looking online for personal trainers to train them. There was... the numbers was actually in the millions. And the funny thing is there was not enough trainers for those keywords that I found that these people was looking for. Even such, if all the trainers came together and say, okay, let's go out and put ourselves out there, it's still not enough trainers to train the multitude of people that is requesting the service from home. So that's why I'm saying to myself, we who may have a better insight for the online space should educate personal trainers so they shouldn't be afraid and just put themselves out there and say, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to help you with whatever your need is, you know. Because I really believe, and I'm singing the song over and over again, I believe in this time period in our life, I believe with the right information as a fitness and a nutrition professional, you could become a millionaire within months. And that's what I believe. I'm seeing it in my own fitness business, not my coaching business where I coach other personal trainers and stuff. I'm talking about my personal training and my nutrition business. It's crazy. And I'm saying to myself, why other fitness professionals can't jump on the bandwagon and enjoy. I'm not saying we're taking advantage. No, I'm not saying that. No. But we are here to help people because many people, they want to learn right now how to strengthen the immune system because they're realizing if they don't have a strong immune system and the coronavirus hit them, the chance of dying is much higher. So people is fearful of that. People want to lose weight. So in return, they could be in better shape just in case they do encounter this coronavirus, they could stay alive. So people want to stay alive. And that's why we are very important, especially in a time like this, is to help as much people as possible, at least get hope again, lose the weight, and feel alive, you know, and know that they're in good health, that they could withstand this drama that the world is facing right now, you know. So that's my take. So I know I interrupt you on your part. You're telling me about the different tips and strategies, and you're just telling me about the leadership, and then you're starting to tell me about the communication, and I did interrupt you. And from time to time, that's what tend to happen. I tend to just kind of interject because I like to expand, and hopefully the people listening could get a better understanding of what we are seeing clearly. So.
Yeah, for sure. But I think, you know, that's all part of these long-form conversations that are becoming I think, a bit more prevalent these days with the podcast format. You know, like I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan, and he loves these long-form conversations where people can really tease out what they're trying to say, rather than, you know, for example, you're on Fox News or whatever and you get, you know, maybe 2 minutes and you give them a few little sound bites to try and perhaps explain a very complicated and nuanced subject. And that's why I love podcasts personally. But what you were saying there about, you know, people wanting to boost their health and make sure that they're in the best possible position to, you know, take on any infection that they may encounter with this coronavirus, I think that sort of leads to my next point anyway, insofar as not only are they looking for that health boost, they're also looking for that other reassurance through routine, because the human brain is always searching for routine to simplify things as much as possible. And people's routine has been completely upended with this whole situation in pretty much every country in the world now. So when I first start a client out, the things that I tell them that we want to establish, there's three main routines, and that's the exercise routine, the meal prep or the nutrition routine, and the accountability routine. So in most cases, everybody's exercise routine has been upended. And that's been a big part of that communication with my clients, is helping them to establish an alternative routine while the gyms are shut, and just show them that, you know, it just because we haven't got all the ideal equipment that we want, it doesn't mean that we can't have an effective workout and establish a good solid weekly routine around that. Not only are they then getting the benefits of the exercise, it helps them mentally as well. Again, going back to, you know, the brain wanting to seek that routine, it gives that comfort once they know that they can still get some great results and at least maintain, if not progress, during this time. The food prep routine, well, my line to them is, well, most of you have more time on your hands now than you had previously. You're not commuting to and from work. You're not necessarily working as many hours. Some are working from home, but others unfortunately are not working at all because their job has evaporated, at least for now. So now is a great time to experiment in the kitchen, improve your cooking skills, try new recipes, and reestablish or consolidate that routine you had around food prep and nutrition. And then the accountability, well, that's all built into the program that I've got in my online training portal. So that hasn't really changed. And that just means that they're still going through their weekly tasks and their tutorials, et cetera.
Yeah, man. Nutrition. You talk about nutrition. I love to talk about nutrition. That's my thing. I have like few friends of mine, trainers I'm talking about. They're home and they're actually putting on weight. Because this is the first time they have so much time to sit down and eat, you know, because they're training and they may have like 15 minutes maybe between clients. So they just munch on a protein bar or something. But now they have time to eat and they're eating. And they're not, as you said, the routine of exercise broke. And many trainers, which is funny, right? Many trainers only could work out with equipment, and in return, if they don't lift a dumbbell or a barbell or do some deadlift and squats, they don't feel like they're working out, you know. And in return, they're home just waiting for the day they could go back and start back working out.
But
when you talk about exercising at home, and it may not be the ideal, like in the gym, but still giving them things that it could keep them still losing the weight, have the energy continue growing. And I think even using body weight, because I look at my past experience, because I did martial arts like almost my whole life and gymnastics and stuff. And I was watching my training when I did gymnastics and martial arts without the gym. I was ripped, ripped. I didn't have to tense my stomach or anything like that. It was just solid, you know? And that was all body weight workout, you know? Yes. We was doing handstand and we was doing like dips, or push-ups, you might say, but you're doing 50 of those and you continue doing four sets of 50, your shoulders are just big and broad, you know? And you're doing sit-ups and you're doing, again, four sets or five sets of 50 sit-ups or Russian twists. And without any equipment, you were just lean and tight. So you're saying about changing it, and I believe just giving the people, as you said, again, it don't have to be, dumbbells or so, but just giving them some bodyweight workout for them. They could see results at home, you know, either we mix it up with isometrics or let's say some explosive jumps like burpees. You know, burpees is most clients hate burpees because you have your heart rate.
I don't know anyone that likes them.
You know, it makes you sweat, your heart is racing. You know, so there is some explosive workout you could give clients that they will sweat and still feel good in their bones at home. You know, and just showing them a new way of looking at working out. And I think even after this wave, if people, I shouldn't say people, if personal trainers, gym owners and nutritionists, et cetera, could use this opportunity, I believe many of them may never want to go back the old way again. You know? Because as you said, you're training in groups, right? So let's say you're good with marketing and you could train a group. Again, with technology, you could train as much as you like. So you could train 500 or 2,500. That's the thing. You know, and you could range your price regardless of whatever your pricing is. You now could service much more people and return make much more money. So after the crisis cool down, you could take a little vacation, you know? good vacation, a first-class business trip or whatever, vacation somewhere in the islands or something where you could just relax and don't have to worry about money. Because I think, I really believe what I'm seeing with my business and a few other people I know business, this is the time to jump on. And I look at my experience in New York City and I remember the Y2K, the dot-com crash in 2000, you know. But prior to that, when I was younger, the people who jumped onto the dot-com business to sell anything made a fortune. They became billionaires within a matter of two years. You know, one guy became a billionaire within 1 year, you know. And I think that's the guy Zappos, a shoes company. But when the crisis hit again in, I think it was 2006-07, around that period to 2009-10, that time period where everybody was home, people wasn't buying houses, and the economy crashed again, people was buying online though. You know, that was then. 9/11 in New York City, same. We was locked home like something like this. We was home, we wasn't going out, and in return, we wanted music, so we buy downloads. You know, we wanted food, so we had to call a supermarket and ask them to deliver. So a lot of people became rich over those crisis periods. They was able to provide the services that the people needed, and in return, they made a fortune. And so this is what the fourth wave again, where you have an opportunity where you and me may have never bought groceries online before. We are buying groceries online, you know. You know, you may never think about buying, I don't know, some item, but you know, you're forced to buy it or to get it. So what I'm looking at is, you putting yourself out there, the people is looking to buy, people are spending more now online than ever before in history. So why not put yourself out there as fitness professionals, gym owners? Yes, the gym cannot be open right now, but you could still put yourself out there and actually service your clients and service the other people who want to be serviced as well, you know?
Yeah.
And that's my take on it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was a great little segue into the final point I wanted to share with people today as well, is now is the time more than ever to add value and just share as much as possible with your clients and your audience, your community. So for me, like this week, for example, I'm just making my online group training classes free for anybody to turn up this week only. They can come and try them out. And, you know, again, yeah, if they turn into a client after that, that's great. But what I'm looking to do is just show people, again, from that mental health perspective, how easy it is to work out in the comfort of, well, comfort's probably not the word, but the convenience of your own lounge room or garage or whatever it is that you can spare a couple of square meters of space to, you know, jump around a little bit, get your heart rate up, get a bit sweaty, and really just, you know, clear that headspace out and prepare yourself for the days and the weeks ahead. I think the thing with doing that and sharing that value consistently and regularly with your audience and your clients is, even if you're just, you found yourself scrambling to get into the online space like, you know, just about every other trainer has done since the lockdown. Even if you're just keeping your head above water for now, you are positioning yourself for an awesome opportunity on the other side of this this pandemic, because I am telling you that, like, even though there's people looking for that online training now, if you're one of those face-to-face trainers that has not been able to continue that because your gym is closed, your opportunity will come when those gyms reopen. Not if, but when those gyms reopen, because I am very certain that there is going to be an avalanche of new clients when those doors swing open again.
I agree on that. And how you talk about positioning, I think, I know that as during this time, we have the time. So it's good to position yourself as an expert. You are good in whatever you do. Yes. So if you are really good in weight loss or gaining muscles and putting on size, whatever your specialty in fitness is, this is the opportunity put yourself out there and show people your expertise, demonstrate your knowledge, and the people within your community and the people locally, I'm talking just locally now, as Danny was saying, after this crisis is finished, definitely the people say, I know this guy, I know this girl. I used to follow them while the crisis was happening. She's really good. I need to check her out. I wonder, where does she work out? Let me contact her or him to find out if they have time for me. You understand? And so in return, the positioning will be so good for you that because of demand, you could actually increase your price after this whole crisis and have a flock of people on waiting lists just to work out with you because you took this opportunity to position yourself, as Danny said. So, yes, I like that. I do like that. Before I wrap up or before we wrap up, is there any other tips or strategies you think you would like to share before we wrap up? Is there anything you think they need to know, the audience who's listening right now?
I think I've covered most of what I wanted to say, but I guess just from, you know, from a training standpoint, I'm really using this opportunity to, in a lot of ways, upskill. But insofar as, you know, through my own personal experience, maybe chasing down some aspects or some little factors of overall health and fitness that I'm just trying to improve. For me, I'm not the most flexible of people, so I'm really focusing on working on my mobility. And in turn, that is helping me to be able to deliver different aspects of training to my clients as well. I'm, as I mentioned in our first call when we first had a chat, I love jiu-jitsu. So it's just working out ways to drill aspects of jiu-jitsu by myself and improve on my weak points so that as and when I get back to the mats, I feel like I'm going to be ready to try to add some new elements to my game. I want to increase my chin-ups. So I'm working on just, you know, just little things. And not only is that improving my own personal health and fitness, but it's keeping things fun in a way, just, you know, doing the things that, you know, we talked about it before. We've get into that trap of being too busy and not, you know, carving out time for ourselves. These are the sort of little things that can keep you occupied, but, you know, entertained at the same time. So, yeah, I guess my overall message for that final part is just to try and keep things fun and engage in things that you maybe haven't done before or you've let fall by the wayside. So even outside of training, I learnt Spanish many years back, and I am just getting back into learning my Spanish. I've picked the guitar up again. I'm reading some books that I've been putting off. You know what I mean? So it's just little things that, you know, instead of sitting around going, I'm bored, try to think outside the square a little bit. And how can you upskill? How can you improve yourself overall and become more well-rounded?
True, man. Thank you so much, Danny, for joining me on this podcast. Is there anywhere that, let's say, the people who are listening would like to maybe check you out or see what you're up to, or even pick your brain? Is there anywhere they could reach you online? Or
yeah, for sure. So social media, Boss Transformations on Facebook, Boss_Transformations on Instagram. And my website is just BossTransformations, all one word, .com.au. So BossTransformations.com.au. And that will give you a pretty good outline of who I am and what I do. And there's always more being added to that over this current period where we're all in lockdown too.
Yeah, man. So thanks again so much for joining me. And guys, thank you all for listening on this episode, the fifth episode. Thank you very much. Until the next one, bye-bye.